3 days, 5 practices, and a lot of brain cells smoldering here at Bank of America Stadium. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland from Panthers.com and Max Henson from Panthers.com. As we wrap up this rookie camp, Brian, what jumps out at you?
Well, I mean, a word that keeps coming to mind for me is intensity. I mean, we're 4 months away from the preseason starting, 3 months away from training camp. But it was intense out here this weekend, Mike, and it's understandable if you look at who we've got out here. First look at our draft picks, obviously. But you have a lot of guys out here, about 60 guys, really trying to get noticed by this coaching staff so they can make the next step toward making an NFL roster.
How about you, Max?
Yeah, especially when you talk about our draft picks, you think about the process they've had to go through with the meetings, the interviews, the private workouts, and now to finally get back to the football field and do what they do. There's a lot of excitement there, and you can see it on their faces. They were excited to get out, go through some play some football again, work with their coaches, and get back to doing what they love.
Kind of the three different stories here. One, first we'll talk about the high draft picks. They come into this week. What are their expectations?
I mean, it's big for them as well. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, too, that is key to this week. I mean, obviously, they're getting the playbooks. They're getting into the playbooks. They're learning the terminology. They're learning how to apply it on the field. That really applies to everybody out here. For the draft picks, they know all eyes are on them out here as well. I mean, those are the guys that are out here that everybody's expecting big things from. Trying to make a good first impression is certainly a big theme out here.
And, Max, what was their thought after getting on the field and kind of getting up to that NFL tempo?
Yeah, well, that's obviously the first major adjustment, the speed. You hear all of them come off the field and say it's a lot faster. Obviously, it's different than college. Everyone's a lot better. The competition is there. So it's an adjustment. You hear that. That's a word used a lot, adjusting. Everyone's trying to adjust and get used to things, and it takes some time. This was the first step of a long journey.
Of the groups here, we had the high draft picks, and we also had a number of guys who have signed as free agents after the draft. They will more than likely be around for that camp in August. Who stood out, Brian?
Well, the name that first comes to mind for me is Robert Lester, the safety out of Alabama. A lot of excitement from fans when the Panthers were able to sign him as an undrafted free agent, and a guy that honestly most people thought would be drafted. And, I mean, he looked great out there from what I saw, Mike. I mean, again, this is step one. We'll see when he gets out there with the veterans how he looks. But, I mean, certainly a guy that you think would make a run at making this team.
And, Max, a number of these guys will compete because, after all, there is some room for some of these undrafted free agents to come in and earn a spot on this roster.
Yep, you talk about the undrafted free agents, talk about tryouts as well, and their attitude coming into this is just competing, and they're going to try to put their best foot forward, and there's an opportunity there for them to impress these coaches, and they try to seize it and take advantage of it. Obviously, it's limited. You talk about making an NFL roster is hard. They're all finding that out here this weekend, but they've got an opportunity to showcase their talents, and they're trying to do that the best they can.
Some of these guys have finished their academic requirements in college, and they will actually stay around, talk to Edmund Kabila. And one of the things he talked about is right after this camp, he's just going to stay right down the street, and he's going to be here every day. For a guy like that, there has to be a big benefit to staying around and working out and learning from some of these veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. Same for Kenyon Barner. And also got a chance to talk to A.J. Klein. You know, he took the semester off to get ready for the draft and plans to stay here as well. And Max, I know you talked to Star and Kaywan. I don't know if you remember their situation along those lines, but certainly, I mean, being here and getting to spend time with the veterans very soon will be valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about those two defensive tackles. It's interesting for them. We wrote about this after day one. They came in as a tandem. You know, the first two picks of the Panthers draft play the same position, expected to make an immediate impact. So they've already started to kind of gel together, and that's talking about an adjustment they're trying to figure out. I mean, they're expected to be a defensive tackle tandem for a long time here. The beginning stages of that relationship, both on and off the field, is underway.
Well, one thing we know about those guys and the Panthers, they are not afraid of hard work. And that will continue here at Bank of America Stadium with OTAs and also a mini camp coming up later on next month. Well, as always, stay up to date on all the news and information about the Panthers by staying logged on to Panthers.com.